Simmy Hutchins, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He used to run along the cliff there, right on the edge.
Yeah.
People used to think that he was going to fall over. And he'd go up there and wait to see where the fish was, what's the word?
Strain.
Mm.
Yeah. But once you see shoals. On the water, there's a great shoal and a great black shadow in the water.
Mm.
And if they were near the surface, it was a silver one where they were breaking the water's edge. And it was really quite a sight to see this fish coming down. And of course, as it came up along the beach, then the boats were launched and the seine net paid out round the shoal and boat came ashore with the other end of the net, and then you've got your two crews hauling in the net.
You used to go right round the fish like that, and there was two pulling like that, wasn't it? Yeah. No haul!
There'd be all excitement then, wouldn't there? I remember the dogs even getting excited and barking and shouting, somebody kicking the dog out of the way. I remember that bit.
How many people would be down there?
We'd have about five or six on each arm of the net.
Yeah. Just heavy work.
Because you'd get mackerel by the thousand, am I right? A thousand, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And there might have been two boats at the same shoal, weren't
there? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then there was fun.
Yeah.
Because I've known one get out of the boat and go for one another.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen this.
Tell us more.
What's his name? Thorner. You know, and
Bert Thorner.
Father.
No. Yeah.
Tommy Swaffield, you know, used to get out and
did they
try and have a go at one another.
Who did they sell the fish to when they'd got them?
All the fish used to come up on the beach and they used to count them out, didn't they?
Yeah.
Used to have men come here to buy them, didn't they? They used to box them up.
Yeah,
that's right. Thousands of them.
Yeah, used to weigh them by the stone. There's always boxes by the stone, wouldn't it?
Mm.
And then you'd have a share out.
Used to count so many and used to say tally, and that was that. And then another lot, tally.
Yeah, I can remember them sort of, you know, seriously sharing them out.
Nothing like that now.
No, because in those days it was a very serious part of your living.
Mm.
Yes, it was.
I mean, you might other times be working on the land and the farm, but when the fish came in, you caught them when you could.
Mm.
And that was a sizable part of your income.
Yeah.
Where the bus stop is, there's a wall used to go right down. That used to be a garden. Once upon a time, didn't it?
Yeah.
And the wall used to go right down to the end, and right down to the end. That's where my grandmother used to sit, selling fish. Mm. But she used to sell lobsters and whatever fish she had. I mean, I don't think she was the only one. I mean, she was one of many, I expect. Yeah.